Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hammer time. Well, good morning, Buffalo, and Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. Yeah, it's Dominic Cortez. I'm here. Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Dominic Cortez with you in studio. And how are you? And how was your Christmas? And everybody get what they wanted? The house, how well did it endure? And did anything break? Pick up the phone. Open lines today. Anything that you'd like to speak to me about, I'm here for you on an open line format this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. Our number is 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, you can call me toll-free at 1-800-616-WBEN. And you can text us on our Orchard Park, Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. The same number as our call-in number, 803-0930. So as we finally rid ourselves of the year that we won't quickly forget, let's look forward to 2021 and start thinking about maybe some New Year's resolutions that you may want to make. And we'll talk about a little of that this morning here as we mix in your phone calls too. So pick up the phone right now, anything around the house, 803-0930. Of course, our plans for New Year's Eve are probably not going to feature any kind of big gala event, right? You may be couching it on New Year's Eve. And it kind of like puts the icing on the cake for the way this year has been. But we need to look forward. We need to be positive, and we need to assume that we're headed in the right direction. So keep our sights on our mental health and your sleep routine. And simple things that will help organize you for the 2021 brighter year. For example, how about talking about your budget? We don't often think about how important it is to build a better budget. But if there's one New Year's resolution that will help you the most in the long run, it's making a vow to save more money. Yeah, before you head back to the office, outline a budget that works for you and make a plan for how you'll stick to it. There's some apps that might help you, by the way. Mint is one of them. And another one is You Need a Budget, YNAB. You can these can help you do this in a painless way. How about trying some new recipes? Yeah, everyone wants to eat healthier in the new year. But you also should try to eat more diverse as well. After all, variety is the spice of life, right? This year, choose an easy dinner recipe that you've never tried before at least once a week. You can pick up a copy of Easy 30-Minute Dinners Cookbook, and there's some new ideas in that that will carry you through the year. How about trying to read more? That's always a good thing. A new book, if you start at the beginning of the year and stick with it, by the end of the year, you will also be more well-read and a little bit more diverse in your knowledge. How about getting involved with your community? I always like this one. Getting involved with a hobby or joining a club, like for me, it's Rotary. It does keep your sights on, you know, life outside your box and involves you in efforts to help the community. And a lot of clubs are still meeting virtually, so there's a way to still stay connected without physical contact. Let's talk about cleaning. And by the way, next Saturday show is going to be our annual decluttering show, so be sure to tune in for that next Saturday morning here on WBN. But keeping your home tidy without doing what feels like deep cleaning every week can feel like a big ask, but it's true that you may be under cleaning some tricky spots, but it's also true that you may be overdoing it in some areas. So doing it in an organized format, a little by little, room by room. Maybe create a printable checklist, too, to help you keep organized with cleaning schedule. Since we've all had a little bit more to drink this year than we usually do, how about making the vow to drink less? Yeah, I think they did say, I did read that alcohol consumption is up in 2020 because of the pandemic. But a little thought process maybe to improve your overall attitude and your sleep, your skin, your immune system by cutting back a little bit on alcohol. More great suggestions for the new year and yours as well. If you'd like to add your resolutions, we'd be welcome to that. And of course, any question you have around the house this Saturday morning here on WBEN, the number's 803-0930. And I hope you're happy with what you Santa left you for Christmas. Jerry, what'd you get from Santa Claus?
Socks, clothes, all the fun stuff. Which what actually
about,
I love.
What about what I saw you feature on Facebook?
Oh, I bought that myself.
Wow, so what?
1989 Fender Telecaster.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's exciting.
I don't play much, but now I'm going to play a lot more. It's just, it's like if you got a, you know, just same thing. If you get a drill, get a cheap drill, it's not the same thing. You get something that's real nice.
Yep.
I got a new drill recently, too. It had the light on it. Oh, it's so, it changes everything, being able to see.
Well, yeah, a quality product, no matter what it is certainly going to be something you're going to relish and take care of and be proud of longer than if you have to worry about a cheap product that's going to break down and then you're going to be sorry you spent the money on the cheap product.
How nice was Santa to you and yours?
We actually didn't do it yet. We didn't open gifts yet. We're doing it tomorrow. Yeah. So what we do, our ritual at the Cortez household is we go to church on Christmas Eve, and then the kids come over and the grandkids come over. We have a nice dinner. We play like a gift game, a gift trading game. And then we look forward to Sunday. We'll do it tomorrow where everyone comes over for gifts again. Now, that way we're not rushed on Christmas Eve. And on Christmas Day, they all go to their other families, the other side of the family. So, you know, it gives them a little bit more breathing room. So that's our routine. So tomorrow will be our gift giving day. So what's the day after Boxing Day called?
Wrestling Day.
Good morning from Dominic Cortez. Pick up the phone right now, 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open as well, 803-0930. You can always email me anytime during the week, hammertime at cortez.net. Check out everything we do is there. It includes room additions, our whole house renovations, beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line made for your kitchen, your bathroom, your outdoor kitchen. Our backyard living experience, which includes our Better Living Sunroom product line, which includes our sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, outside kitchens, as I said, decks, all available there at backyardliving@cortez.net. And our small projects as well. Check it all out on our website, cortez.net. And also chart the progress of the world headquarters, 9074 Main Street. A progress report. Let's see. What do we had happen this week? We're about winding down on the mechanical roofs, getting ready now for insulation and drywall. And I didn't tell you this yet, but the building has turnbuckles. And if you're not familiar, a turnbuckle is really a collar tie of sorts. It helps prevent the spread of the walls. And in that we are looking for that farmhouse kind of industrial look. We designed turnbuckles into the building. So those were installed this week. That was fun to watch them. These big gussets had to go up against the junction of the truss and plate, bolted right through. And then the rods were attached by bolt into those gussets. And then at the very middle of the two rods is the turnbuckle. And the turnbuckle was turned and tightened to the point where it would stop, where it stopped turning, so it was tight as could be. And that is a secure way of joining walls together, preventing roof spread. So turnbuckles featured as well at the world headquarters. So we'll be updating you, as they say, as to when we're expecting to move. Don't want to make a guess on that yet, but we will certainly tell you first. And we're going to have a big grand opening celebration, too, when that happens. And hopefully we'll be on the other side of masking by then, right? 803-0930. Pick up the phone right now. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to the village of Hamburg and say good morning to the branch manager of the Lakeshore Bank there in the village, and that's Chris Horvath. Good morning, Chris. Chris, are you there? Well,
I'm here, Don.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. How's things at Lakeshore in Hamburg?
Oh, it's a snowy Saturday morning. We got quite a bit of snow, but we're open. We're ready to help our customers, and we made it in safe today.
There you go. And, of course, we're ending 2020, and the last time that we get to say 129 years, because next week we launch the 130th year of Lakeshore Bank. But the traditions of the bank continue, including the unbelievably low 2.5 fixed home improvement, home equity loan that has no cost associated with it.
Yes, we still offer tremendous home equity product. I know a lot of people are worried about coming in the bank. We can do online applications. We can collect most of the documents virtually, and we can do everything for you without almost meeting in person to be safe during these times.
Mm-hmm. And that's also another great feature. Great rates, a great service, very personalized service. And the checking accounts and the commercial accounts as well. Great mortgage rates. We benefited from that with our new building. Just a great bank to deal with for all of these years. And glad to have you associated with Hammer Time Radio, Chris.
Thank you, Dominic.
All right. The phone number there at the Hamburg branch.
716-646-9480.
And repeat that for us, please.
716-646-9480.
And for the last time, I can say 129. Yeah, for 129 years, Lakeshore Bank, putting people first.
Lakeshore.
Finding the perfect used car can feel like searching for a needle in a haystack. Sure, having a large quantity to choose from is nice, but having high-quality options is even better. At Northtown, we make the search simple with a focus on certified pre-owned vehicles. When you see the certified pre-owned symbol from the official vehicle manufacturer, you know that vehicle has passed a rigorous inspection to make sure it meets the manufacturer's standards. If any work needs to be done, like new brakes or tires, our experienced technicians take care of it so you can drive away with confidence. With Northtown Certified Pre-Owned, you can save money compared to buying new. Plus, enjoy extras like a manufacturer warranty and roadside assistance. So to find the best value and peace of mind, visit one of our stores or northtownauto.com to find your certified pre-owned vehicle today. Northtown Automotive, an official partner of the Buffalo Bills.
Whatever you're looking for.
Batavia Downs knows you're spending a lot of time inside these days. So if you're looking to get out and visit a clean, comfortable place for some entertainment, take the short drive down the thruway to check them out. Fridays and Saturdays in December, they have drawings for $1,500 in cash and $500 gift cards, all to help spruce up each room of your house with their 8 rooms of holiday season drawings. See their Facebook page for details or check out BataviaDownsGaming.com.
Batavia Downs is more, lots more.
Hi, it's Janet Snyder, and I'm here to tell you about one of the most amazing spas right here in Williamsville.
The Woodhouse Day Spa. You know the great spas you go to when you're on a beautiful vacation? Well, that's what it's like at the Woodhouse Day Spa. From the second you walk in through the door, you can feel yourself relax. And the Woodhouse Day Spa is huge, featuring a duet room for couples massage, soaking tub, Vichy shower, luxurious quiet room, and so much more. Choose from massage, facial, body treatments, nails. The Woodhouse Day Spa on Main Street in Williamsville. Call today.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals. Because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
A lot of people ask me, how did you decide on Marvin Windows for the new building, Dominic? And I said, well, I didn't have to think too long or too hard. I've known Bill Horbit for over 40 years. And I went to Bill. I said, Bill, what window should we use in the Marvin product line? And he said the Essential would be great because it's a fiberglass in and out product. We're looking for a black window, and they had black in, black out. Insulated quality, great ease of maintenance, and good looking. Wait till you see it. You got to come by and check it out. And of course, if you're thinking of windows or doors, think of Marvin Windows and Therma-Tru Doors, and think of Big L Windows and Doors. They're on William Street in Chictawaga, 2727 William Street, near the thruway. Their phone number is 895-8484, BigLWindows.com. And we're proud to have Big L Windows and Doors as part of the Hammer Time family. The honesty, the integrity, the total trust guarantee is what you get from Big L Windows and Doors. And when you ask Bill, what's your philosophy in business? He'll shrug his shoulders and say, just do the right thing. That's what it's all about. At Big L Windows and Doors, 2727 William Street in Chictawaga, 895-8484, BigLWindows.com. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:24 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez, and how are you? Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Hope your Christmas was blessed. Ours was indeed. We had a great mass celebration at our church, Our Lady of Peace, with our new pastor, Walt Sesney, great guy, and our deacon, Art Sullivan, great mass on New Year's Eve. They added a 2 o'clock mass so that we didn't have to worry about being crowded at the regular mass time. So they added a mass to help with the crowd, which was great planning. And then, as they say, everyone came over for dinner. And then tomorrow is our gift-giving day. So New Year's resolutions is what we're talking about this Saturday morning here. But, of course, anything you have that's come up this week that needs my attention around the house, pick up the phone right now. Open phone lines, as they say, 803-0930. Hey, if you're a smoker, why not think of quitting smoking in 2021? Of course, we all know cigarettes are extremely harmful for your health, particularly your lungs. Tobacco products in general, including vapes, pose a serious threat. There's so many resources available to help you jumpstart on ditching tobacco. Many are outlined by officials at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and you can check that out there. Quit smoking in 2021. How about making a resolution to eat more vegetables? Whether you're slimming down or just staying healthy, vegetables are your friends, and that's a great piece of advice. And I don't know how many people have the routine of not eating fresh vegetables. That's really kind of a staple at the Cortez household. Share your resolutions one-on-one. Now, here's an interesting one. Some research shows that telling others your goals make you feel like you already achieved it. Other studies indicate that sharing progress can help you keep going. And I don't know about that. So maybe it might inspire you to, if you say it, you got to do it kind of thing. Sharing it online in your social networks may be a thought. We talked about dieting. How about visiting your doctor? Of course, we all should visit our doctor annually, and in most cases, your health insurance covers a well visit every year. So make sure that that you take advantage of that. But also, primary providers will look into your screenings that you may need to do, mammographies, colonoscopies, the things you just would certainly not want to think about too much, but are essential to keep you healthy. So slot time to visit your doctor. How about instead of taking the elevator, take the stairs? Yeah, a 10-minute run up the stairs can do a lot for you. If you track your steps, that's a great way of adding to that by adding stairs to your daily routine. Kind of get a little inspiration to see how many steps you can get in, right? So take the stairs instead of the elevator, a great tip as well. How about thinking about getting involved with plants? Now, either you are a plant person or you're not, but something else to look forward to and to take care of may be just the trick for 2021. Get us out of the doldrums of 2020. Swing by the Garden Center after this weekend and look in the indoor plants department. Research shows that one study actually found that actively caring for plants calmed the automatic nervous system and lowered blood pressure. And when people work near plants, they report greater concentration, satisfaction, and perceived air quality. There's an interesting one, becoming a plant owner. So someone's sharing on the text board, I give my young grandkids tools. You can get wood from old wood pallets or leftover scraps from contractors or someone else who get them some wood. Great idea. Something to learn and to learn from as to how to work with tools on old wood. I actually think that's a great idea. The simple tricks that you learn when you're working with wood, you know, the whole measure twice, cut once philosophy, there's a lot to that. And the whole lesson learned is care and accuracy will yield a better result. And practicing that certainly has some value. In learning how to work with tools properly, how to hold them right, how to protect yourself from injury, all essential. And, you know, this is something that is gained when you practice with any tool, just like when you practice anything. There's great value in that. So thanks for that tip, giving your grandkids tools to help them learn how to measure and to cut. And pallets and scrap woods are readily available. We always have a pile, so if anyone's interested in that, they can certainly come by our place or our job sites and grab some scraps and have at it with teaching your grandkids how to measure and cut. 803-0930. When we come back, we'll travel to Pendleton and speak with Andy, and we'll talk to you as well here on WBEN. However, it is the bottom of the hour, and he pulled the short straw. Brendan Keady standing by with the latest from the WBN Newsroom. Good morning, Brendan.
It's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Brendan Keeney, and here are the top stories for Saturday, December 26th. It's all about the weather this morning. A lake effect snow warning for Erie County that extends through 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. The Buffalo Police Department has already announced that the Skyway is closed due to poor driving conditions, and this morning, Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz announced a travel advisory, tweeting that conditions rapidly deteriorated in central and southern Erie County. Meteorologist Jim Mitchell with more on why the roadways may present major problems today.
Be careful out there. Some of these vans are putting down 2 or 3 inches an hour right inside the heart of the main band. So travel is very difficult. It's very windy as well. So there's especially on the edges of the band, we're seeing a wind gust up 30 to 40 miles an hour. So there's a lot of blowing and drifting snow as well. So visibilities could be down to near zero at times.
Mitchell also expecting an additional 10 to 16 inches for City of Buffalo residents throughout the day.
So I would expect over the next few hours that band will probably shift even a bit further north and then remain there from mid-morning through at least mid-afternoon before it starts shifting back south toward the evening hours.
For the latest information on the storm, you can head to WBEN.com. Checking the entire First Alert forecast today, some areas accumulating 2 to 4 inches per hour. Storm total snowfall 1 to 2 feet. Roads will be snow-packed and slippery with a high of 28 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 24 degrees. Tomorrow, again, cloudy skies with a high near 36. Monday, breezy in the morning, mainly cloudy with some snow, little to no accumulation. Snow showers continuing into the night with highs in the low 40s. It's currently 25 degrees in Buffalo. I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930 WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
Hey, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortese here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom. And the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years now, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Now, you might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. And make sure you look at Basco, shower doors of elegance in a wide array of hardware, loads of different styles and colors, add value to your bathroom, make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass. 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Stop in to their showroom in Willitzer Park. And coming soon, a auxiliary showroom at Cortese World Headquarters on Main Street in Clarence. Yep, we'll be featuring all of Twin City Glass in our building. Also, by the way, if you're interested in COVID glass, Mark can cut that for you. He does have some pre-cut pieces, 36 wide, 24 tall, with or without a pass-through. He can get them generally in 1 to 2 days. This is polycarbonate and $120 with a $40 surcharge for the pass-through. Give Mark a call if you're interested in COVID glass. 694-3300. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
You are one smart office worker. You got the ergonomic chair, the wrist thing for your computer. But what about your eyes? Oh yeah, you're on it. You get up from your workstation every 20 minutes or so to get coffee, take a stroll, avoid a phone call, whatever. And just by doing that, you're giving your eyes the rest they need from the strain of computer glare. Man, you're good. For more easy ways to keep keeping your eyes healthy, see your optometrist or visit AOA.org.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
After my car crash, the insurance company wasn't fair. My attorneys now at the Barnes Firm got me $2.5 million.
I was hurt in a car accident. My attorney now at the Barnes Firm, they got me $6 million.
I'm Rich Barnes. How much is your case worth? You might be surprised. Call our Buffalo office now and let us help you get the best result possible.
The Barnes Firm. Injury attorneys. Call 1-800-8-MILLION.
Past results don't predict future outcome. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
It's easy to hurt someone. It's very hard to heal. So spend your time learning how to heal people. These are words to live by from my mentor, Grandmaster Park Jong-soo. Grandmaster Park is one of the original 12 masters of Taekwondo, and he's right. Our world needs more self-control and more respect for each other. The way of Taekwondo offers this to anyone who's willing. Yes, you'll learn a martial art, but you'll become something much greater in the process. And so will we. Come join us. Call 836-KICK.
This holiday at T-Mobile, it's not about how far apart we are. It's about how close we can be. So we're bringing out our best deal. Right now, get the iPhone 12 on us on every single plan with eligible iPhone trade-in.
Cool.
so I can FaceTime with my sister in Savannah.
That's right. The iPhone 12 on us on every plan on America's largest 5G network. It's time to holiday on with T-Mobile.
With 30 monthly bill credits plus tax, if you cancel credit, stop and balance on required finance agreement may be due. Contact us for well-qualified buyers. Qualifying consumer plan required. See coverage and offer details at T-Mobile.com.
The Buffalo Bills are now accepting deposits on season ticket packages for the 2021 season.
Hey, come on, fellas.
Join the season ticket member family with just $100 per seat deposit today. Members receive exclusive benefits like single game ticket savings and playoff priority. Plus, you can spread out your payments on one of our interest-free monthly plans.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Buffalo!
Get yours by visiting buffalobills.com or call 1-877-BB-TICKS today.
Everything for your garage in three easy steps from Gorilla Garage Gear. How about a new garage door? That's step one. Increase your home's curb appeal, save energy, and keep your family safe. And right now, you'll save $100 if you replace your garage door. Step two, how about a new floor? Gorilla Garage floors are beautiful flooring options that last a lifetime. I have a Gorilla floor at my house, and it's so easy to take care of, especially now with the winter grime. And you'll save $300 if you buy a new garage door and get a new Gorilla floor. And lastly, step three, how about storage? The garage is the perfect place for items you use often but don't want to store in the main house. At Gorilla Garage Gear, they have the expertise and specialized system to help you get your garage organized. And here's the best part. If you get a new door, a new floor, and you organize your garage, you'll save $500. That's right. Buy all three and save $500. It pays to listen to Hammer Time Radio. Here's the phone number, 715-6927. That's 715-6927. GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
It's 10:38 on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez. It's Hammer Time Radio and an open phone line with your name on it. 803-0930, as we are presently in a heavy band of snow here in our Amherst studio. How is it by your house? And give us a weather report if you'd like. There was a lull here when I came in, and now we've got a heavy band going on right now. So give us a weather update as well this Saturday morning here on WBEN at 803-0930. I want to remind everyone that Hammer Time TV Season 4 debuts on February 13th and 14th this year. Looking forward to our fourth season, if you could believe that, of Hammer Time TV. All of our great sponsors, and of course, Phil, Nick, and Michelle with how-to segments coming to Channel 2 Saturday and Sunday mornings in the middle of February. To Pendleton we go, and Andy, good morning. We're at your house. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I have a quick question for you. I don't know if you have any advice, but my wife and I, we have built a new house. And in our basement, we have a large egress window that has like a little well with a ladder that you can, if we ever finish the basement, it'll provide a fire escape.
Right.
And the question that I have is the metal, or the window itself has a metal frame, but it's a vinyl construction. And as the weather gets cold, I've noticed we start to get a bit of condensation that builds along the top of the window where the steel frame is kind of installed into the foundation of the house itself. So I was wondering if there's a way to get a heat stop in there to try and...
Yeah. So this is not entirely unusual based on the circumstances of where this window is, A, and B, what it's made out of, and thirdly, the fact that the area is not yet finished. By the way, those are required now, so they are not an option any longer. They're required in any new home. And it's great because when you go to finish that area, not only is it safer for your family, but also it does add value in that that square footage actually can be counted in the, into the square footage of your house once you finish that space. So I think the number one reason why you're getting condensation on that frame is because of the fact that the area is not finished, and we're getting a cold transfer. So you might try just simply stuffing some insulation around it, if there's any space to do that. Or maybe a little great stuff. Be careful with that, though, because that will expand on you and it could actually affect the operation of the window. So be mindful not to overload great stuff in there. What we're trying to do is eliminate the cold bridge that's occurring. The cold bridge is that jump that occurs from cold material like the concrete and the window frame itself. So putting something between that will help cut that condensation down. And then when you go to finish that space, you know, you'll leave that insulation in place, and then wood trim will be applied over that to hide it. So it's nothing you have to worry about having to remove later.
Okay.
Is it the only metal window in the house?
So the window itself is vinyl. It's just a frame that's installed into the concrete foundation is metal. So, and I think the condensation is only occurring on the top portion of the frame, not the window itself, just the framing.
Yeah.
I don't even know if there's a way for me to get any insulation between it because I think they put it in when they pour the foundation. I'm not sure, you know, what.
Even from the outside, again, being mindful of the expandability of great stuff, anything that you can insert to take up any gaps that there are is going to help create a thermal break that'll prevent the condensation from continuing.
Okay. If we ever do finish the basement space, if it comes down to the condensation problem along that window, I hate to finish the space and have future moisture damage. Is that something that, I don't know if they make replacement windows for that, if you could take the whole frame out and put in a vinyl frame or something that is insulated better than just that metal.
Yeah, there's a lot of tricks, though, that could be employed before we go to that severe step. I think the creating of a thermal break with proper insulations, as I said, are going to make a big difference. Even going as far as to putting a wood jam in the perimeter of the opening and using fiberglass insulation to stuff in behind that, that'll do the trick. So there's a lot of steps that we can talk about before we, you know, throw the window out.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. So I wouldn't be too worried about it until you go to finish that space. But in the meantime, try some great stuff or some caulk or some insulation if it can be stuffed in anywhere. And then if it really becomes a problem for you, then, like I said, a wood jam in the opening of the concrete wall.
Okay.
Set right even with the window frame and then filled on the backside with either fiberglass insulation or foam, like even styrofoam. So you'll basically create a jam, and then you can trim it on the concrete basement finished wall side to have a finished opening. So you're basically trimming the window out now before you finish the space. That may be something that will definitely eliminate this problem.
Okay, great.
So some styrofoam glued to the concrete and then either capped with, you could even just leave that alone for now, or capped with wood to give it more durability would be a trick you could use.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
All right. Great. Hey, thank you.
Okay.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Same to you. Thanks for the call, Andy. Andy's line is now free at 803-0930. Yeah, there's an often, I would think, you know, you could say that builders have a process that's in place. They have to put the window in by code, but they don't think about what could come from that with the idea that it's a metal frame and it's going to transfer cold, leading to this condensation problem. A cause and effect certainly is occurring here, but a simple trick and a simple repair to that will certainly, I think, do him good. And hopefully we did him good with answering that question, and you may have one as well. We'd welcome that at 803-0930. When we come back, we'll continue our New Year's resolutions. We left off with becoming a plant owner, and here's one you're going to like when we're allowed to do this. Plan a vacation. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk to you right after this. Your man for home. Well, we're certainly blessed to have some great sponsors, and one of them, of course, is Ava Roofing. And Ava works year-round. I think you knew that. I think I've told you that before. Yeah, they work year-round regardless of the weather. And you can call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So whenever someone asks me, who do you recommend for roofs, Dominic, I say call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. And when you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done and done right. Call Ava Roofing today. Get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There is no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. Schedule a free estimate today. 990-4793. AvaRoofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa!
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Every day, we fight to preserve magnificent places and wildlife. We are Earth Justice, a national legal nonprofit fighting for your right to a healthy environment. Every day, we fight to advance clean energy. We're Earth Justice, 135-plus lawyers representing clients free of charge. Every day, we fight to combat climate change. We're Earth Justice, and we're here because, now more than ever, the Earth needs a good lawyer. Earth Justice uses the power of law to ensure our planet and its inhabitants have a future. No one fights more cases on the environment than Earth Justice. And we win almost every time. Because when we win, the air and water are cleaner, food systems are safer, and public lands are preserved. And we win because these are fights we cannot lose. Want to join us in this fight? The time is now. Go to earthjustice.org today. That's earthjustice.org.
Back, everyone. We're still talking with our friend Buffalo and Erie County's comeback. Comeback with a pandemic going on. Are you taking care of yourself?
Yeah, you bet I am. Following the rules, being careful, and keeping healthy.
Good for you. But does that make it tough to stay active?
Well, it's challenging for sure, but it can be done. Look at all the smart changes our local restaurants and businesses have made to keep us safe. Online shopping, curbside pickups, you name it.
That's very true. And local businesses really need our support. Don't they?
I'll say. Money spent locally is money earned locally. And if we're smart, we can take good care of ourselves and our community at the same time.
Well put, comeback. It's a great time to shop smart, shop safe, and shop Erie County. Let's get back to business, people, because Buffalo and Erie County's comeback isn't over. It's just waiting for you to come back with care.
I like your mask.
Get a standing ovation when you bring Jazz Berlin home for dinner. Jazz Berlin's outstanding cuisine is now available as dinner to go every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 till 8 p.m. Choose from Jazz Berlin's house-made pumpkin ravioli, corn chowder, filet mignon, and a lot more. See the full menu, including handcrafted cocktails, at jazzberlin.com. Make your evening a symphony of good cheer. Go to jazzberlin.com for details and call 839-2220 to place your order or to get a gift card. Get dinner to go at Jazz Berlin.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
Hammer time!
10:51 is the time here on WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Cortez, 803-0930. Still time for you to jump on the phone and give us a call as we work through our list for New Year's resolution. And as I mentioned, planning a vacation. Now, this is very inspirational when you think about this. When it's safe to do so, women who vacation at least twice a year have a lower heart attack risk than those who do so rarely. And researchers have found that even thinking about an upcoming trip can boost happiness for weeks. Isn't that so true? The anticipation of something is actually sometimes better than the experience itself. How about thinking about starting yoga? Something that we generally would even put on a list, but a Sunday morning couples class could make Sunday afternoon much more fun. Experts at Lyotis Sexual Wellness Clinic believe partner yoga helps couples get more comfortable with each other's bodies. Great idea there. Drink up water. Yep, you know, hydrating. It's important to do so. Of course, hydration essential to your health. And here's one that we'll mention, and then we'll move on to our phone callers. Consider therapy. Now, this has been a stressful year for sure. You've heard that drinking is up and suicides are up. Drug abuse is up. We all lean on friends and family for support. But in this year that you finally make a move to unpack your mental health, you don't even have to leave the house to start. And some of the best digital offerings are absolutely free. Start by checking out a few apps on your phone even. But if you're ready, reach out for a care provider with help that you can certainly benefit from. And certainly I encourage anybody who's had a stressful year, who's considering any kind of ill health for themselves, if they're wishing, if they're thinking about suicide at all, considering therapy, certainly something you want to do and put that on your New Year's resolution list. 803-0930, a cell caller, John. Good morning. You're next.
Good morning, Dominic. I've got a question in regards to some replacement Pella windows that I installed through the summer.
Okay.
I have a module built home that's on a 9-foot basement wall.
Okay.
When we bought the house, we knew we weren't buying the best windows, and we knew in 10 years we would have to replace them. What we did was we bought 250 series Pella replacement, vinyl replacement window, single hung, tore the siding off, replaced the windows, gray sealed in, and the low foam expansion foam around the inside of the windows,
mm-hmm.
put it all back together. And when I did, I noticed that there was vertical play in the bottom sash of the single hung window.
Mm-hmm.
I also noticed that the cam locks really didn't tighten the windows into the stationary part of the sash, the top sash.
Hmm.
I let it come through the summer because we did it in August. It made a huge difference in our electric bill with our air conditioning. But what I'm experiencing now, and I've had Pella out twice, is condensation where the seal of the bottom sash to the top stationary sash, there's like fuzz in there, and then there's an interlocking mechanism.
Sure.
I'm getting condensation on the bottom of the window and on the top of the window.
Okay.
Please be to believe that the seal is bad.
Well, no. Before you assume that, what we typically see with condensation on new windows is that it's doing it. The windows are doing their job. They're leaking less and therefore showing you that there's moisture buildup in the house. So this leads me to believe that the house is fairly tight, which is good, but excessive moisture entrapment will lead to condensation. So things like making sure we have good breathability in the attic, venting the bath fan to the outdoors, running the bath fan, running the kitchen exhaust when you're boiling water, those kinds of things are essential to keep the moisture level balanced in the house so as to not have a condensation issue.
Okay, let me ask you another question. We run humidifiers in the house in the winter time because we heat with two pellet stoves actually.
See, you may either be over humidifying with that. So you probably have a difficult balance going on between the dryness of the pellet stove and then the humidification that you're adding with the humidifiers. There probably needs some tweaking done there to get that balance right.
Okay, I've read that it's between 30 and 50.
Right.
I'm running around 40 to 45, so maybe I do have too much humidity in the house.
Yeah, you're tipping the scale ever so slightly towards excessive moisture. Therefore, with the new windows, you're seeing it. You always had the problem, but you didn't see it because the windows were leaking on you, and they didn't collect condensation.
Okay, now my last question is, should there be any vertical movement? And I'm talking about a 16th, maybe an eighth on the biggest end of the vertical movement in it.
I would have not recommended a single hung. I think that's designed in to the single hungs to give them the operation that they need. I'm not 100% sure the Pella design is like that. What did they tell you when they came out?
Well, they told me they replaced one sash in the washroom, and that made it even worse. I mean, the whole window is steamed up in the morning. They replaced the cam locks with auto locks, and they said to me that with the replacement of the cam lock to the auto lock, which they've sent all the cam or the autos to my house, and they're coming out on the January 12th to replace all the locks, that would solve the problem. My only problem with that was, again, I mean, I had, and not to do advertisement for anybody, but I looked at some MMI windows.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine, who's a contractor that I've worked with on numerous occasions, we did a lot of those. We've installed a lot of those windows, both new and replacement.
Uh-huh.
And there's no movement at all.
Right. No, I wouldn't think that any kind of movement in a sash would be built into the design. It's possible they weren't sized right. I'm not 100% sure that's the right track to send you on. Who sized them? Were they stock size or were they custom made?
No, they're pretty standard. They're 36 by 60s are my big ones, and the smaller ones were 30 by 30.
But the openings, were they sized to the openings or were they the sizes already available and you plugged it into the openings?
No, basically what I did was I pulled the inside trim off, all right, extension jams.
Yep.
And measured the windows.
Yep.
And then gave those measurements.
Yeah, so they were replacement. They were manufactured replacement sized to fit into your jams.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's possible, and you can bring this up to Pella, that they weren't sized right. If there's any kind of play in the sash, that could be an indication of that.
All right.
So that's a bigger deal now, because now, you know, we've touched our toe into the fact that the windows may need to be replaced, but... You may want to have a conversation with them about making sure they were sized properly. Taking the trim off and revealing the jam that the windows were inserted in will verify whether they were sized right or not.
Okay.
Okay.
What kind of spacing? I mean the 36 by 60s. I had maybe an eighth of an inch on each side on the width. And maybe an eighth of an inch on top and bottom.
It seems excessive to me. I think it should be just a little bit less than that, because you're talking then a quarter total on the width.
Yep.
Yeah, and a quarter total on the height. I think if it was, you know, probably an eighth total, that would have done it. But, you know, so you don't want them tight. You know, this is a delicate balance here. We don't want them super tight, but they need to have the ability to move, too.
All right.
Well, good luck with that. Let us know if we can help you again.
All right.
All right. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you for everybody who participated in the program this Saturday morning. Thank you to Jerry Craig for another exceptional year of producing the program. Looking forward to 2021, and we'll do that next Saturday with our first show of the year. In the meantime, have a great week, everybody, and Happy New Year. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch. It's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station. Live from the Aesthetic Associates Center studios.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.